Today on Press TV, Human Rights Watch warns Qatar against approving a controversial law that restricts the freedom of press. The bill has been approved by Parliament and awaits the ratification of the Qatari ruler Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. The rights body says the law contradicts Doha's claim to be a model for free expression. In Turkey, police clashed with Kurdish protesters in the city of Diyarbakir. Police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse them. The scuffles broke out near a prison where Kurdish inmates are on hunger strike. Thousands of Kurds marched to the detention center in support of the prisoners. New reports show over 300 Rohingya Muslims have been killed in recent attacks by Buddhist extremists in Myanmar's Rakhine state. A Muslim community leader says at least 50,000 Rohingyas have been displaced. The UN warns of shortages of food, water and medical supplies for the refugee camps. At least 43 people have been killed in the US as Superstorm Sandy wreaks havoc on the East Coast. The deaths were reported from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia and North Carolina. Over 8 million homes remain without power. President Barack Obama has described the situation a major disaster. Spain is mired in a deepening recession. Official data shows the country's economy contracted for a fifth quarter in a row, with a 0.3% drop between July and September. The situation is expected to worsen as austerity cuts and inflation continue to choke consumer spending. The Iranian army is conducting military exercises in the western province of Kermanshah. The second stage of the drill has been completed. The military exercises, dubbed Zulfaghar 91, began on Monday and will end on Wednesday. The military maneuvers involve ground and air exercises. Russian opposition groups have held a rally to demand the release of activists who were arrested during recent demonstrations. Braving hail and almost freezing temperatures, the protesters crowded a central Moscow square. The opposition is planning a mass anti-government rally on December 8th. And Peruvian authorities have destroyed more than 10 tons of drugs confiscated in a number of police operations since July. The illicit drugs included cocaine, marijuana and opiates. Officials say the drugs were believed to have been destined for Europe and the US. There's the latest here on Press TV.